All right, then we, our next bit of evidence, and our, really our last bit of evidence, is the pictures, the scanning electron microscope pictures of the sample itself. So far, the evidence is, has consisted of, yes, the rocks from Mars, yes, the carbonates are from Mars and were formed on Mars, but were formed after the rock. Yes, there are organic chemicals in there, and they're associated with these carbonates. And yes, there are these minerals, which, although we can't prove they were made by bacteria, are certainly similar to ones that we're familiar with that are made by bacteria, and it's hard to find ones like them that are not made by bacteria on the Earth. So far, that's our evidence. So the last little bit of evidence that we got, and I'll tell you about some British evidence as well, it has to do with the pictures. As we looked at those carbonates with a high-resolution electron microscope, we found that the carbonates, most of the carbonates, looked a little bit like this. These are cleavage planes. This is a fairly normal way that carbonates grow and also carbonates dissolve if you're trying to dissolve them along cleavage planes. But when we looked in the vicinity of those rims, those iron sulfur-rich rims, we found a totally different texture that looked like this. And the texture contained a number of strange forms. One of the most characteristic forms we call the clams. Looks like this. Here's one down here. And then they're elongated things. And then there's a number of spherical or round forms. What are these guys? We suppose that some of them have to be those minerals that we found in the other kind of microscope, that is the magnetite and the sulfide minerals. But some of these don't look like anything that we could pick out in the transmission scope. And so some of them we think are not those minerals, and we proposed in our article that they might be, in fact, tiny fossils, nanofossils, we call them, or microfossils, from Mars. And that raised up a big storm of controversy and protest, which I'll tell about. But this is just another area from another nodule. We looked at a lot of these, and they all had the same kind of thing in the rims. Notice again one of the clam-like forms, and possibly one there as well. And another area, this elongated form and this one both have little lines down the center, and we're not sure what that means, but we saw that over and over again.